With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jay here, Stretford Paddock. This is the Paddock Podcast. That's Joe Smith. That's Stephen Alson. And we're here to talk about Manchester United's... Well, we'll try. We'll try and talk about it. We might not. We'll talk about United's potential new manager.
Shortlist revealed.
There's a shortlist revealed. If you missed these video on his own channel, you can catch it on here now. we'll also talk about Jesse Lingard. Potentially, because that's the word of the day, going to Newcastle for... around 10 million quid. And also, you know, other stuff, things.
He's out in Dubizzle, isn't he? Talking to some brand new girls you don't even know yet.
Yeah. I like what he did there. Yeah. Very good.
Few of them. Rashford, Lingard, Maguire.
No clue.
Dallow. Yeah. You're a dude. It's a song lyric, mate.
By yeah.
Wireless.
Wireless. He knows all about the Wireless. It's his favourite band. So we'll be talking about that. We'll also be giving an update on this Kamara kid from Marseille. Because you've been chatting to your mate, haven't you? About
yeah,
it.
Don't have a clue.
Right, okay, good. Right, so that's cleared that up then. Get involved in the comments and the chat. Let us know what you think about all that. And if you're not doing, subscribe to the channel. Right, where do you want to start?
Well, I think we should... I haven't really spoke to you about the game of the day. Are we seeing some signs of improvement?
Yes,
are we, can we actually... Yeah, but... but do you think
discuss?
That can...
Yeah, please discuss.
Because then can we turn that into actually a decent season? Because at the minute, it feels like we're just sort of holding on to dear life. Or for dear life.
But holding back the years.
Can we think about trophies and that?
No!
What do you mean?
What, do you want the fucking truth? Or do you want a massage?
Well, it's not necessarily the truth, is it?
What the truth? We want, you know, optimism. Blind optimism with a bit of delusion.
Right. Probably not.
All right, fair enough.
We're not ultimately like, and I think, even though I agree, I thought there was way more control. Mm. And obviously... I'm going to say you've got to build a house brick by brick, right? You can't just fucking start throwing roofs on and shit without bricks being there. Don't work like
that's
that.
True.
So I think you've got to establish your control. You've got to be defensively sound. And I think against West Ham, we did those two things in a pretty big way, I would say. Mm. But I thought our forward play was gosh.
What do you think, Jay?
Yeah, I mean, it was a bit. It was an hard watch, wasn't it? Mm. It was, you know... Wasn't great. Was it no shots on target for the first 50 minutes or whatever it was?
We created shots, didn't we? But they were absolute sighters. Mm, and yeah. There was no... I think we created shots, not chances. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There was nothing. I think Fred, in like the 60th minute or whatever, was the first one that was...
That was a good chance. If that was someone other than Fred, and that's not even meant to be a disrespect, if that was an attacker, you'd be like, she'd probably be testing the goalkeeper
a bit
more.
Do you know what, though? I think that you have to give Ragnick credit because... Bringing on Martial was probably the least popular decision any manager's ever made. Like it didn't go down well in the stadium at all. From what I've
I don't agree with booing him.
I'm not into that.
Keen to see him stay, but
no,
I would never boo
with Manchester United player while he's playing for us. That's just ridiculous. But it wasn't a popular decision that he made. That decision he took off Fred. He brought on
I didn't even boo Michael Owen. No. Just didn't clap him.
Well, that's all right. If you don't feel the need to clap a United player, fair enough. But booing him's just it's not for me. It's silly. But he brought on Cavani, he brought on Rashford, he brought on Martial. And if you look at the goal, left on Ronaldo, and look at the goal, it's literally Ronaldo to Martial to Cavani, to Rashford in the last minute, won the game. I mean, you can't get more vindicated than that for Ragnick. So I think he deserves credit because he got it right. And also, we're looking a little bit, you know, we can't take these things for granted, more stable at the back, which was a massive, we didn't have a clean sheet for what, 14 games or something.
Yeah, and also West Ham can really test you. Yeah. You know, Bowen's a hell of a player. Antonio can mince you up. You know, the, putting in a good defensive performance against them wasn't a given. Now, yeah, David Moyes' teams very often of late.
His record is mad away from home against the top teams, isn't it? It's like he's not won one in like 12 years.
Yeah.
The last one he beat was City in 2011, which was just about a good team. Just about a top
four
team.
That's pre-City winning things.
Yeah. And it's like, his away record against top teams. He's never won as an away manager at Old Trafford, has he? And barely won as the home manager.
No, they're doing bits at home, and you have to give Moyes credit for what they've achieved. You know, we knocked them out of the top four. They weren't shit, clearly.
No.
But it was very much propped up by how they do at home. Mm. Away from home, he's just... I don't know what fucking book he's read that he just thinks got to minimise all risk.
So scared,
whatsoever.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's terrified, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think he walks down... I think... Get us up, because he's old down here, so he's definitely going for a piss every 3 hours, right? So getting up, he's going for a piss.
What about you?
Scaring himself. I mean, if you saw that in a mirror, you'd shit it, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
Jesus,
definitely. It's a sort of a like turkey meat on skeleton vibe, isn't it? But in a good
did
way.
You ever see Masters of the Universe? Like the early 90s version with Dolph Lundgren?
I went to the cinema to see that.
Did you?
Yeah.
You're fucking well old.
I know.
I don't think I was born.
Do you know what? A really good film, actually.
It is, isn't it?
Genuinely top film, even with Dolph Lundgren. But
what you're about, Dolph Lundgren makes absolutely mint films.
David Moyes
Rocky
looks
Four,
like
Universal
the actual
Soldier.
Skeletor in it.
Rocky Four, good films.
Name three more.
Universal Soldier, Masters of the Universe, and Rocky Four. Right. Anyway, get involved in the chat and the comments. Let us know what you think about any of this.
It was
stuff.
It is better. It was better though, wasn't it? We actually looked good.
Was
we,
that
we
not
were the better team
with your coach's hat on? A coaching tactical little, I like all that.
Use the word masterclass.
Yeah. Was it not one
there's
of them?
There's masterclass, isn't there's no beginner classes.
You get excited
no,
about.
No, it was an intermediate class.
Elastoplast.
It was like a level two.
Where have you got that book from, by the way?
Narrow it down.
The Ragnick one?
Narrow it down.
There's a little Ralph Ragnick book, although I don't want to be too nasty about it.
No, the small one.
The one that was definitely written a fucking week ago.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
In about 45 minutes.
This is why I'm treading carefully now. Where have you got it from?
I don't know. It was on Amazon, wasn't it? Amazon goes, we think you probably like this book. Yeah,
it looks like
correct,
it was written by a bot that had Googled Ralph Ragnick.
Yeah.
I ain't read it yet.
No, we read
the back cover.
I've got a lot of books.
Yeah.
And my to-do books is fucking massive at the
Steve,
moment.
Steve, you could read this.
It's basically
I know Ronaldo,
to the toilet.
Ronaldo had opened it up and was like, this is talking about the Crystal Palace game.
Yeah. It's basically a tweet in a book.
Yeah. It's like there's massive gaps between each word to fill the book, basically. It's like an essay as a book. But have a read
Amazon
a bit.
Amazon fingers and we'll give the author a shout out.
Yeah, go on. No, there is no author.
Yeah, no one's put the name to it.
Printed by Amazon Publishing.
No, honestly, bro.
Yeah, that's why we thought you might have written it.
That's why I didn't want to be too disparaging.
Me and Jay were worried that you'd written a book on Ralph
more detailed. Than that.
Yeah, you are. If you'd have written this, we'd have had to have a sit down with you and a chat.
Steve, you've just gone off the boil a bit here.
Yeah,
what's going on?
It wasn't. I don't want to be.
See,
you know,
I've gone straight on here and it's like, hey, there's a Tuchel book we think you'd be interested in.
And you're going to buy it, aren't you?
Probably.
Just because you're like filling your office with books. Yeah. What a loser. What a poindexter.
Yeah.
Little Yo-Yo says, low key, how hard was it not to boo Michael Owen? Laughing emoji.
No, I've never had a desire to boo a United player.
No.
Or even moo a United player.
What would they have to do
fucking
for you to boo?
Well, DT did.
I mean...
Not even have to throw it allegedly, and he fucking did it, he's in jail.
Two sides to every story, Steve. You know what I mean?
So, Joe, there is, and we'll find out in due time, his side of the story. I don't know, maybe an idea might have been to tell the judge you're on the side. I don't know.
No.
Bold claim, that, isn't
save
it?
That.
Do you know
fucking
what I mean?
Idiot.
9 minutes of
madness. But Joe, he's going to come out and be a better dad and person for it. I don't know how, if you're not accepting responsibility for the fact that you fucking stalked, twatted, and led someone at knife point, kidnapped. Yeah, I mean, we all make mistakes, don't we?
Steve, you disappointed me now.
I've never accidentally kidnapped someone, though. I'll tell you that for free.
You're just focusing on them 9 minutes. Peter Kelly says, in the context of new managers, Portadown FC, who Jacob Carney was on loan to last season, sacked their manager yesterday and are asking for anyone interested to apply for the managerial role on Facebook.
I'm at a sick project. We're going to win the league. I've got to do that first. Okay. And then another four leagues after
that. What about you, Jay? You do it.
Do it,
Experience.
Jay.
I can't be travelling over to Portadown. I can't leave.
So this book has got one review. Yeah. And it is a one-star review.
Right.
So I'll read it out in case anyone's interested in it. It says, Ralf Rangnick, gig impressing blueprint, tactical genius became a soccer coach's godfather and mentor, Manchester United turning point. They've gone heavy on the keywords.
You'll know it's that one. Go and get it. You'll know it's the right one because the front cover is blurry because the picture's too small.
It's in the centre desk.
Yeah, there's no author.
Baggies is going to read some excerpts
from it.
It was published on the 14th of December 2021.
I reckon he started writing
I reckon I got it on the 15th.
On the 13th of December.
I reckon it was published because I bought it.
So Steve, read it.
I mean, I know you kind of got a lot of the background anyway. Steve loves just like any coaching books. Yeah. Anything to
It's not just coaching. It's any football books.
Yeah, that's true. There's been a heavy emphasis on coaching stuff in recent years.
I bought the Red Bull one to find out a little bit more about
you, what yeah. I like about you.
And some that. Guy was like, oh, I think you'd like this. And I was like, you mean this?
Yeah.
You're one of the most sort of, you're very much like me, pro United, anti everyone else, except when it comes to coaching.
Yeah,
you can be more objective with that.
Oh, yeah.
Like
I go on a fucking rabbit hole. I mean, you said something to me the other day about fucking Brian Clough, and I watched 4 hours of Brian Clough stuff.
He's you like Bielsa and all that.
Yeah, right. I love Bielsa.
Hate Leeds, love Bielsa.
Yeah, that's
your attitude, not mine.
It's your tattoo, isn't it?
Yeah. This podcast is sponsored by Harry's. Now, you may think you know Harry's, but Harry's is way more than just a super sharp razor company.
Way more,
exactly. They're here to revamp your whole routine from close shaves and flake-free hair all the way to clear, healthy skin. Harry's helps guys feel good. And they certainly do, because I feel good when I use Harry's.
Yeah. They are offering a free travel-sized shower gel with a trial set to our listeners to give them a chance to try out all of the products as well as just shaving gel.
So what's in the trial set, Joe?
That's a great point. It's expertly engineered weighted handle, yeah?
Yep.
You think that's the way, or you think, oh, that doesn't matter. Well, all right, what about this then? A 1 5-blade cartridge crafted by artisans in their German factory, complete with precision trimmer. So it's not just, you know, if you're fully shaven, sure, or you might just want to go around the edges a little bit.
Nice.
Use the precision trimmer.
Nice.
Perfect.
Love all
that. There's a handy foaming shave gel for effective lubrication.
Perfect.
You know what I say, Jay? It's all about lubrication.
And it has to be effective lubrication.
Yeah, because there's no point. You can't put like.
Ineffective lubrication is not what I want.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you might be able to put, you know, chip oil on your face, but it's not effective.
Effective. Exactly. That's the key word.
There's also a travel blade cover for life's adventures. Take it with you. Go on holiday. Take it to the hotel. Take it to your girlfriend's house. Yeah. A free shower gel as well. All for our listeners.
That is perfect because we've been trying Harry's. We've been giving it a go, haven't we?
Yeah.
And my first impression of it was you can see the difference.
Yeah.
When you get this, you feel like you've been looked after. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This is like, oh, I'm treating myself here a little bit. The weighted handle as well does give you more control over your shave.
It just feels nice when you're older.
A little bit of a gel. Give the gel as well for the effective lubrication. It all gives you that great shaving experience. Like, it feels like you're going to the barbers or something. Yeah. It feels like, you know, you're treating yourself well. Really good stuff.
Obviously, I've got a beard, but like I said, you take the edges down. You're someone that shaves the lot, aren't you?
Yeah.
Basically, neck up, it's gone.
Yeah.
So you know a thing or two about razors.
I do know a thing or two about razors. I know a thing about razors as well. And it just gives that nice, fresh smell as well, the shower gel. So it was all just good stuff.
Yeah.
Feeling a little bit, you know, feeling proper, like you've been looked after and treated and you treat yourself well. So you should know a few facts about Harry's.
Yeah.
Their shower gels, face wash, and skincare products can be added to shave plans anytime, anywhere. Cleansing and exfoliating before you shave increases the chance of clean results. And their products are formulated with 0% sulfates, parabens, or dyes and are alcohol-free. So you've got no nasties here.
Good for sensitive skin as well, which is great. Right, here's the thing. Here's what you need to do, right? Yeah. Make sure to support the podcast and give your own shower shave a go by using Harry's free trial set. All you cover is the $3.95 for delivery and the rest is free, Jay.
Free. That's what you want. Yeah. So just go to harrys.com/Man United. That's harrys.com/Man United to have your set delivered and start a shave plan. Your freebie will be added at checkout.
Yeah. harrys.com/Man United. MANUNITED.
Someone's took a photograph of the book.
Someone's got the
book. Line spacing. Just turn your back. Right,
show
the people. Is massive, and the writing starts right at the very top of the page. It's like peeling off the top.
If it's how easy it is to fucking do a book, I'm gonna do one.
Get yourself a book.
Right. It's basically. I wouldn't even say it's a dissertation.
No. I just want to read the back cover of it for you in case.
I bought that one as well. This one's.
In case anyone's looking to buy a book on Ralf Rangnick, that looks real.
That's about Sacchi's AC Milan.
That looks like a real book.
One of my favorite teams.
But
the thing is, people might want to buy a Ralf Rangnick book because you learn about Man United's new manager. you know, you're gullible like Steve is. So you might just buy it and we need to tell
fuck you, Joe, get your pants off.
Don't buy it, excuse you. but when we get the book here, we'll go through some of the finer details. I want to read that back cover because it is brilliant.
I mean, it's something, yeah.
I feel
less guilty about criticising this book because you're not criticising a person because no one's put the name to it.
It was written by a robot, for sure.
The thing is, I buy a lot of books at a time. So if I buy a book, here's what happens. Amazon absolutely got me by the balls. They'll say, hey, you'd like this book, Fatty. And I go, you're fucking right, I would, yeah. I click on that, and then it's like, you might also like, and I go, I do, yeah. And they're like, what about this one? Before you check out, have you seen these three here? About West Brom in the 40s, yeah.
You like this book, Fatty? And it's a Domino's menu. Yeah.
Is it a book? You know you want it.
It is a kind of a book, yeah. Would you consider, how many pages does a book have to be for it to be a book?
192.
Great Gatsby, not a book then.
One of us read that for Book Club, Joseph.
We did actually, yeah.
Yeah, one of us didn't. I don't know. What are you looking
club?
Over for?
We started doing a book club, me and Jay.
You fucking absolute
and we started, and we decided legends. To start with something that's like 100 pages long.
Right.
And Jay read it and I didn't get around to it.
It was your idea as well. And we said, yeah, we'll read like the Great American or novels. Like, we'll do it. Yeah, we'll start with the Great Gatsby. I've always wanted to read that.
Joe, I am reading.
I read it one day.
Which I've been reading for a fucking while because it's heavy. Bible. But it's interesting though. No, I won't read the Bible. I like my stuff non-fiction, ideally.
Really? Controversial.
Walter Isaacson on Leonardo da Vinci. Really good.
Really? He was a bit of a genius guy, wasn't he?
Walter Isaacson.
Da Vinci.
Oh, yeah. Did quite a lot of good stuff, didn't
he? Da Vinci, as he's like, formerly known.
The apprenticeships that they do, or they did, I guess, because 600 years ago, are in fucking insane, you know? And just so many of the paintings, they literally just started as something else, and someone was like, fuck that, they ain't paid. Do this one.
Draw over it.
Yeah.
You watch The Apprenticeship, don't you? Alan Sugar and that.
No, I don't like him.
Do you not?
No, he's an art nut muppet, isn't he?
Chuck us that book.
Chuck him that book.
So here it is. This is the book in question for Manchester United fans. Tactical genius. Becoming soccer coach and godfather.
Hey, it's about the info, not the graphic design.
Right, read the back of it. Read the back.
I haven't actually read this.
This is the back of the book, right? This is what advertises the book to you when you're in WH Smith or whatever. Or Stones.
Or the Amazon local bookstore.
$7.99, this one.
You're having a look. Okay, let's read the back. Read it verbatim, what it says.
Ralf Rangnick is one of those managers who has helped many small clubs become a powerhouse in Europe. So far, fine.
Okay, fine.
In this book, we dissect the philosophy, playing style and tactics of Ralf as a manager. Fine.
Good.
The god of pressing game nurtured many young notables and some top German coaches who later implemented his philosophy in various top leagues. Today, the gegenpressing word has become buzzword for modern German coaching. It has become popular since Jurgen Klopp first came in Premier League and executed on the Reds.
First came in Premier League and executed on the Reds? What is that sentence all
about? When's the last time
about?
You came in Premier League?
And executed on the Reds. Don't answer that, actually. what is that?
Yeah.
That's just saying to me, we couldn't be bothered with this, but we've just stuck a load of words
and here's
together.
My favourite bit. However, Rangnick is a coach whose experience, know-how, recruitment, capability and playing philosophy could inspire Manchester United back to the European Football League. End quote. And there was no
They didn't open the quotes.
No, open the book and just show the
camera. Oh, my God.
Look how high the writing is in the pages, look. The first line is there. The first line is at the very, very top of the page.
It's German efficiency.
And the bottom is about a foot off the bottom.
Joe, right? I'll explain.
This is someone's college project.
Yeah.
I'm going to explain to you because you two are fucking thick. All right? Why is the writing at the top? German efficiency.
Right.
Why is there loads of space at the bottom? Note taking, because he's teaching you.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah, sorry. We're the thick ones.
I mean, the thing is, no one had ever heard of Ralf Rangnick until Jurgen Klopp came into Premier League and executed the Reds.
All over the Reds. what? Neil the Boss says, Ralf chose Nagelsmann for RB Leipzig, so I'm confident he will choose right. But again, can we trust our board? I would like Ten Hag or Luis Enrique.
None of them feel like Rangnick appointments.
Well, should we talk about that then? So David Ornstein today,
fuck's sake,
in The Athletic.
Someone said it's a translation. You're right, it
of
is
course
a translation.
It's a translation.
It's a poor one though.
Yeah. David Ornstein today for The Athletic, obviously both reliable, you know, outlet and journalist, saying that United's main four targets for the job are, as you can see there, Luis Enrique, Mauricio Pochettino, Erik ten Hag and Lopetegui. What are your thoughts on them? Because you're talking there about Nagelsmann going to Bayern Munich. He was someone who's been linked as well a little bit.
He's not a pro, we're getting Nagelsmann.
No. But these four, do you think that's the list, and do you like any of them?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Who do you like and who do you think's
Ten Hag.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah.
I could, if it was Luis Enrique, I'd go a little bit more of a risk, but okay, let's see what he's about. You know, you don't win a treble by accident.
No.
You know, and for the amount of wanking off Pep got for winning, oh, he won two, I think, didn't he? Which is pretty good. He won one. And yeah. Got, and gets no one, not even a fucking over the trousers.
Not a sausage.
I think he's obviously got something about him. Clearly was aided by the fact they had the greatest team of all time.
Yeah.
4 years past its prime.
Do you think that is the greatest team of all time, by the way?
No.
Do you not? No. What do you think is? I think it might be, you know. Because when you think of the team it beat and how easily it beat, I know we were aging slightly in 2009 and 2011, but that was one of our great teams only a year before.
I'd have to do more looking into it.
I know we beat that team.
I can't think they didn't retain it. I think you got to retain it.
No, I get that. But no one had retained the Champions League at that point.
I know. So I don't think it can be them.
I think if you just break it down player for player.
So it has to be the Real Madrid team then?
No, it has to be the AC Milan team of 89 and 90.
But that's different though, isn't it? Because everyone, you know, any old bastard could win the Champions League back then. Aston Villa won it round then.
Yeah, get your fucking heels thing when you talk about them.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I feel like player for player, that is...
It kind of has to be, doesn't it?
Maldini, Baresi, yeah, but Rijkaard, all right. Van Basten, Hullet.
Hang on a minute.
Look at that. Barcelona 2011 team up.
No, well, we know the Barcelona. When was the AC Milan team?
89.
Right. So you're saying the...
Watching them play off side traps, though. Is Jimmy Hill, not Benny Hill.
Yeah, carnage, isn't it? They're all just sprinting up the pitch.
And you go.
Because no one had ever heard of it.
No one had ever heard of fucking dribbling, clearly. Yeah. As you lot fucking power forward like
or
this.
Or just, you know, a sort of sideways run.
This is a good team. I'm not going to lie.
Go through then.
Right.
In so what team is this, by the
this
way?
This is AC Milan 1989. They won the European
lot.
Cup.
The lot is the word you're looking for.
The lot. They won the European Cup 4-0 against Steaua Bucharest. Galli in goal. Tassotti, Baresi, Costa Curta, Maldini.
Say that again.
Tassotti, Baresi, Costa Curta, some kid called Maldini as well.
Yeah, pretty flawless. Go on.
Bit ropey at the back there, I'm not going to lie.
Ancelotti and Rijkaard in midfield.
Yes. And also Colombo.
Colombo?
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, I do.
Bad depth perception, but he was a good player.
He was.
Always had one more thing in the tank.
Yes. Donadoni as well.
Did he go for a world record feat at one point?
Possibly. And Rudolit and Van Basten.
I just said it again. Who?
Rudolit.
Right.
And
Marco Van Basten, Ballon d'Or winner at the time.
And I know you say we all know it, but just go through the Barcelona 2011 team because not everyone knows it.
Yeah. Let me just go through. Are we saying this over the 2009 team?
I think, the 2011... I felt we got battered harder in 2011. But all our team was older then.
Yeah.
So
all right. So I think the 2009 team's slightly better, but we'll go with this
one. Ronaldo team, didn't it? That's more of an...
Okay, we'll do that then. Do 2009.
Because I just think 2009, you've got Yaya Toure, you've got Thierry Henry.
Okay, do 2009 then.
I think, aren't you? If memory serves. I might get that wrong. Weren't starting. Yeah, no, he wasn't. Yeah, you're right. Right, so you've got here.
AC Milan team finished third in the Italian league, by the way. There you go.
Right, there you go. You see. So you've got... So the 2019 team, you've got Victor Valdez, Silvinho, Piqué, Toure, Puyol. Don't forget, they had players out. That's why Yaya Toure was in the defence. You've got Busquets, Xavi, Iniesta, Henri, Messi, Samuel Eto'o.
Busquets, Xavi, Iniesta, Henri. But then there's no... Is there... Messi's there, yeah.
What I love about that as well, and I love the so many United fans are adamant about this. Like, genuinely, if they took a lie detector test, they would pass it. If Darren Fletcher had been suspended, we would have won that game.
I was one of those.
I love Darren Fletcher. That's not a slight on Darren Fletcher, but let's get a little bit real.
What a fucking tragedy.
Like,
could have made a difference.
I've got an idea. Let's just fucking scrap the last 14 fucking years of football because that injustice needs correcting.
Yeah. Could have made a difference.
It's a semi-final against Arsenal. He wins the ball fucking flawless.
It's a great tackle that he doesn't need to make because we were already through
no matter
what. Yeah,
he does, Darren Fletcher.
No, I know, but is it Fabregas he tackles?
I don't know.
I mean, I love Sir Alex Ferguson, but I just think as well, not starting Tevez or Scholes was just criminal for me.
Yeah.
I just was. This isn't, you know, this is 2009. Scholes, he had a lot left in him. Do you know what I mean? He went on to win another two titles. Three titles.
He won
two, 2011, 2013. Yeah, he went on to win another two titles and almost, and you know, as you always say, draw a league title as well when he came back into the team. So to not start him, and Tevez as well, against Barcelona in 2008, him and Rooney were phenomenal. And listen, I love Jisung Park, but to pick Park ahead of him for me, just I thought it was just too much.
The greatest of all time is difficult because you can't be... Like if you look at heavyweight
boxing... I will get to your super chats in a minute, by the way.
Recently, it's got a bit tastier, but like 10 years ago, it was just a fucking Klitschko's boring the place out. Mm-hmm. Can you call him the greatest of all time? No, because the opposition wasn't great. Mm. Like, you have to have great protagonists. You have to have opposition. To be the best, you've got to conquer the best. Like, you can't just...
But that's why I'm saying that team beat one of United's best ever teams.
Yeah, but it ain't a United-focused fucking Europe, is it? We are...
No, but we were... We were reigning champions.
Right, yeah, but we've got three titles.
Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying is they beat one of the great Champions League teams.
Yeah, they
did. The only team... Well, only one of two teams that were Premier League and Champions League holders at the same time, they beat that team.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good opposition.
No, it is, yeah. It absolutely is. And they're in the conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like me saying... They're shit. No, obviously fucking
Marseille. How much you put down to that as well, Joe? How much credit do you give Barcelona and how much criticism do you give United for the fact we just did not turn up?
I think you have to give most... In any of those situations, I'm always one for giving credit to the team that did do well.
Because
after
5 minutes,
that was it. Pundits do it with United all the time where they're like, well, United were good against West Ham, but West Ham didn't turn up. Well, maybe they didn't turn up because...
They weren't allowed.
They weren't allowed to. So
especially the way that Barcelona team play. They just fucking suffocate you with possession.
Yeah, it depends who you're talking about. But that Barcelona team, there's no question how good it was. It's not...
I mean, I'm not...
They were amazing. Rome was a
killer,
I was
fuming. Like, fuming is the wrong word. I was so disappointed with us. Because after that initial 5 minute spell where we were at him and you thought, yeah, we're on this.
Jesus, scores, it goes a different way.
I know. Don't do it to yourself. I've done that. And then that was it.
Yeah.
And then you've got Messi scoring headers.
Great header as well.
I hope you have a word about him. Oh, yeah. Through, yeah. You bring that up to
me. That fucking kid who played for QPR. He got fucking dusted by him, mate.
Meyer Amateur says, why is the writing on the top gegenpressing? Why is there no writing at the bottom? High defensive line. See, he's explained it, you see. The book itself is gegenpressing.
You're just not on the level of that book.
No. Mossabi says, last night we had the best ever NFL playoff game with the Chiefs and the Bills. How would you lads feel about the playoffs in the Prem first to eighth?
Nope. Do you know why? The reason it's a bad idea, it ruins the normal season. The regular season is shit. Especially in like basketball when there's 72 games. Like literally you can lose 30 games and it doesn't matter. Like the whole reason it's so good is because whoever wins the most games every single week matters. Sometimes it's boring because the season's finished 10 games before the end. But generally speaking...
Stop Americanizing it.
Yeah,
stop fucking with it.
Because that's
the league's fucked itself by chasing the fucking dragon of making it an exciting end of season.
Yeah.
And people who watch rugby league a little bit more casually than your diehards don't have a fucking clue how the end of season's going every year.
No, exactly.
Just fucking stick with what it is.
And what they've done is they've put spectacle before sport. Sport is who is best overall. Mm. Spectacle is we have to have a big finish at the end. Like, do you know, like a quiz show has to always have it so that every contestant still has a chance at the final round. That's what they've done with sport, and it's not sport, it's spectacle.
Yeah. It's the reason the UFC fell off.
Yeah.
Do you know
when WME came in? Because it was like, let's make this Hollywood shit. No, it's fighting. It's people in their underpants kicking fuck out of each other. It's as exciting as it needs to be.
That's why we like it.
Do you know, I've just realised about that AC Milan team as well. 89 they won it, didn't they?
Yeah.
Superb. 90 they won it, yeah?
Is it 88, 89 or 89?
Yeah, 90. I think 90 they won it again. Beat Benfica in the final. 91, Red Star Belgrade won it. And who beat them in the Super Cup? Steven?
Manchester United.
United after
Steve
winning the European Cup.
Manchester United.
Thank you.
Should we move on
greatest
to United?
Greatest achievement in the history of association football.
Move on to United's next possible manager. Pochettino.
Right. I want to know if you've mellowed.
Because the name ain't going anywhere, Steve. It ain't going anywhere.
Justin.
Right.
I've got more like Steve as time's gone on with Poch.
Have you?
I'm less and less inspired by him.
Oh, why? Is that because you've seen the absolute shit show that he's created at PSG where he can't handle the fucking...
No, that's not his...
I think Poch has always been here. But what's happened at United is we've just gone...
Yeah, maybe.
Until eventually we've gone, actually...
Yeah, John McGinn will be all right.
He'll be all right, Poch.
Oh, yeah.
you know, and then you start going, well, yeah, we got to the Champions League final.
Yeah, he's better than what we've got now of signings.
You know, that seems to be the ethos.
Well, having Poch is better than having no manager.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean?
It's about the most of getting...
just for anyone.
Alan Four is fourth.
Really?
Well, he's fucking used to coming fourth, isn't he? So
that's true.
Right, just for anyone who doesn't know, what is it about Maurizio Pochettino you don't like?
He ain't a winner.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well,
he won the hearts and minds of a lot of Tottenham fans.
Arsed.
He won the top four. Sure. Finished
second once.
Proper double, full on.
Got to an FA Cup semi-final, Steve.
Yeah.
Right. Locked his way to Champions League final,
Steve. For all that we're going to Solskjaer, was it? Aye. So, no.
Hit the like button as well if you're watching. Give us a like.
Hit the like. I
thought he said Hitler liked him as well. So
Hitler liked Pochettino. I've no idea about that.
Nazis and Argentinians do have.
Right, let's not go down the route that's going to get us all cancelled. It did. We say
I'm saying
anything.
They approve of it.
All right,
I'm just saying there's a thing. They all fucked up. There's whole German towns there in fucking Argentina where they wear Lederhosen and shit.
Really?
True story. Yeah, Google it.
There's a Welsh town in Argentina as well. Welsh settlement in Patagonia. Get that on Wikipedia.
There's a Welsh town in Argentina.
Welsh settlement in Patagonia.
Who the fucking thunk it?
Yeah, there is. I think there's like a few thousand of them.
Really?
Yeah. Right. Lopetegui, the sort of the most... We'll come to Ten Hag in a minute. Right. I think he seems to be the favourite. But Lopetegui is the kind of most obscure sort of left field one of those. Because like you said, Enrique won a treble. Poch, it's Poch. We've been linked with him for years.
Yeah.
Ten Hag, the best.
He's
sort of
won stuff though.
Upcoming young manager who's actually winning stuff, and then Lopetegui, who's rightly, you know, fairly or unfairly, his main legacy is didn't he get sacked 3 days before the start of the World Cup and then get sacked from Real Madrid?
So what happened is he'd accepted the Real Madrid job.
Yeah. Whilst being the Spain manager.
Yeah, walked in and was like, "Hey, I'm managing half of you next year, but not that half."
Yeah, you're our rivals next year.
Yeah, and Spain probably correctly was like, "We're not fucking having that then." Whether you was taking a manager afterwards or whatever, like, they thought it was going to be a bad juju for him to be taking over before, and I was like, "Hey, get your shit and fuck off."
And then he got sacked from Real Madrid.
Yeah, so he didn't have a good 6 months, did he?
No. Little factoid.
Get dunked in the same time.
Didn't get off to the best start at Real Madrid. It says Lopetegui's first competitive game in charge took place in August 2018 in a 4-2 loss to rivals Atletico in the UEFA Super Cup after extra time. He thus became the second Real Madrid manager to start his tenure by conceding 4 goals after Englishman Michael Keeping, who began in 1948, being down 4-1 by Celta Vigo. So that's an interesting
It was the first game post-Ronaldo era Real Madrid as well.
I bet Steer's got a book about Michael Keeping. About his time in Real Madrid called Keeping Up Appearances.
Nice.
And it's about that time and the tactics he used in the 40s or something.
Right. Yeah. On one hand, you're wrong.
On the other hand. Do Amazon sell it? I'll buy it.
I'm pretty sure there's something on him in Inverting the Pyramid.
Told ya. Like, and that chapter is called Keeping Up Appearances.
Yeah,
if
exactly.
If it's not, I'll be disappointed because Jonathan Wilson's a fucking hell of a writer.
Yeah.
And he's dipped out there big time.
So what's he done since then? Because that's the crucial thing.
Yeah, well, obviously...
We ain't getting him on that.
He went to Sevilla, and as we well know, because he beat us on the way to winning the Europa League.
Remember that week?
Vaguely. So that was crazy
that means
week.
He's done 100% more than Poch has.
Mm. I mean, can you...
Third.
Can you basically hang your hat on a manager though? Just on that Europa League win 3 years ago.
No, because Emery's got three.
Because that's what we're doing, aren't we?
Emery's a good manager. Arsenal's just shit.
I know, but would you have Emery at United?
You know, cause and effect, though.
Exactly. And he's based. No, but thing, I know. But I'd win a Europa
League. Dracula's just a weird guy, though, innit? And as we said, I don't really know a hell of a lot about the person like Lopetegui. So,
do you think he's got it? You
know? I have no idea. No.
I mean, it seems like a bit of a gamble and an unnecessary gamble.
If this is a shortlist, it makes sense to have someone of his ilk on it because, let's be honest, who the fuck else are you having on?
I mean, Sevilla are 4 points off the top at the minute.
Yeah, they're flying.
They're doing well. He's obviously a good manager, but again, are you getting someone that's just done a little bit?
That's like, why the likes of Luis Enrique probably are on the list. And I know Poch is kind of on this list as well now because he has managed big names.
And he's managing
not
the Premier
successfully,
League. But he's the only one of these that is managing the Premier League. Yeah, yes. That's another big point.
So yeah, so you can see how there's positives and negatives to every single one of these. Mm. The only one that I think stands head and shoulders above is Ten Hag.
Well, let's get into him then. So what I think this is going for his third title in 4 years, but they would have won the fourth one, except they weren't allowed to because they cancelled their league, didn't they, during COVID?
Yeah.
But obviously... he's made them a team that can go out and beat and big European
contrary
teams.
To what everyone thinks, Ajax weren't just dominating that league prior to...
No, and also, they were shocking in Europe for a long time. They'd become like, oh, do you remember Ajax? When they used to be, like, they're a big name, but they were just kind of nothing. You didn't worry about them. No. Yeah, go on, sorry.
So, this wasn't... taking over the bully and like PSG. It wasn't like taking over the bully and then not winning it, Poch, like last year. This was actually turning a team that wasn't winning it and make them win it with some really attractive football with essentially no money, even though they spend more than the majority of the Eredivisie does. Doing it for a lot of homegrown players, which is definitely a United trait that you want in there.
Yeah.
Having that team be probably punching way above its weight in Europe to get into the semi-final.
Mm.
Obviously,
and doing it by like beating Real Madrid comfortably, and like they were really good, weren't they? And obviously, it was a good achievement from Poch to get them to the semi-final. But they kind of were lucky or scraped through multiple rounds in a row.
Yeah, and when you look at how much that team would cost to assemble versus, I mean, people try and go, oh, he had no money to spend. He signed like 30 players, Pochettino, and he still spent like £300 million.
Yeah,
you know, he bought players. When you look at him and the squad he assembled compared to what Ten Hag's done, it wasn't comparable. Yeah, it was an extremely close game, wasn't it? Obviously, that they had between the two of them.
Yeah, it was literally what...
I think the thing with Poch was they sort of stopped spending money at a time when perhaps he should have backed him.
Yeah.
Like when it was
they
like...
They built the stadium,
like,
that
yeah.
was the top.
And it's like when we got into the point where, okay, maybe they can actually win a trophy here. They went, well, we're not spending any more now. No. You've had your lot. And that was why then the narrative became, oh, he's done it on a shoestring, he's done it without any funds. Well, he hasn't. It's just at this particular moment.
Yeah,
it's like
that last window he had, he spent nothing. Yeah. The team was largely assembled. But Ten Hag had his team ripped to pieces following that. Mm. Didn't hit the heights again in Europe immediately following that. But this year they're on fire. Mm. Obviously going for the title again. Blitzing teams. Smashed Dortmund, which, let's be honest.
3-0? 4-0?
Yeah, smashed Sporting Lisbon, I think. You know, flying, playing a great style. And the most impressive thing to me is anyone can find themselves manager of a team at the right time and get results. When you've had a team ripped out from underneath you and then you've had to reassemble that team, there's no coincidence there for me.
No.
That's why Clough is up there as one of the greatest and Fergie's up there as one of the greatest, because you've not just gone to... You know, that's why, you know, think of what you like of Pochettino. He's gone to winning teams and made them keep winning again. I don't think there's anywhere near as much achievement in what he's done to what Brian
Pep
Clough
you
did.
Mean?
What did I say?
Pochettino.
Sorry, yeah, Pep. Yeah, because Pochettino's done fuck all.
Well, the thing with Pep, right, is...
Pep is clearly a great manager.
He is a great manager, and he's gone to these teams, and, you know, like you were saying, Steve, you know, he's kept them winning and he's kicked them on. But it's very much a league thing. Like, Bayern Munich, just kept winning the league. Like you were saying, you know, he's took them to another level in the league, record-breaking runs. Yeah.
Obviously good at getting people's mentality right for back-to-back trophies.
You know, and all that. Like you said, Bayern Munich.
It's not a black mark against his name or anything like that. It's just, it's a talking point. He hasn't built a team. That if he was like, Joe, guess where I'm going next? Derby County. Mm, and then got him in the Premier League. Even getting a top half finish.
How much do you think that's United?
How much do you think that is a question mark around him, though, the European record?
Who's?
About Pep, just talking about Pep.
Cup competitions, there's a lot of luck involved.
Because it is a stick. Sometimes, you know, Bayern Munich went to back-to-back finals. He got there. He never got into a final. City have been to one final. They've probably been the best team in Europe.
He's only matched what Pellegrini did. And let's not be honest, Pellegrini's not.
And I'm not.
Great,
again, we're not going. Pep's not a good manager. That's ridiculous. But you know, Spurs knocked him out. Lyon knocked him out. Chelsea
Monaco,
knocked him out.
It?
Mate, they get fucking. They get Newport County in their Champions League draws.
Yeah.
They fucking get unbelievable.
Not great. Schalke and Mönchengladbach in the quarterfinals.
Honestly, if you looked at like the average like world ranking of where City get drawn teams in cups, and this, you know, think of what you like on this one. I don't really care. But like United, are we at home to a fucking Premier League team? Yep.
Yeah.
Whereas who did City get? Have they got?
Yeah. They got Swindon.
Macclesfield again.
AFC
that's weird.
Got Bury.
Yeah.
They got a bye.
That's not impossible.
Strange because there's, you know,
not Swindon in the Champions League. Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
So Ten Hag then. Do you think, I reckon there's a
rebuilding
big thing.
The teams.
Yeah, and I think momentum is a big thing in managers as well. Where like Jose had momentum for a while and he has no momentum anymore. He's like the way people think about him, just how he's doing as a manager, it's gone. Like Conte has momentum, but he's kind of maybe losing that by getting the Spurs job. Pep is the perfect momentum manager. He's a great businessman and a sort of like CV manager.
He has
which is
the right to do that. But
yeah,
right,
he has. But he's gone Barca, best team in the league. I'll keep him winning or make him win, you know, whatever. Bayern Munich, same thing. City, same thing. Whereas Ten Hag, he's got that momentum now. He's like an up-and-coming winning manager. Yeah. His next job is big for him. Yep. Do you think there's a chance he doesn't fancy United? Because he
did you see the quote from him?
No.
I want to go somewhere.
For Ten Hag, sorry.
Yeah, I want to go somewhere where I haven't got people like, you know, sticking their oar in, and it's somewhere that's established and well-run and this, that, and the other. And I was like, that's him saying, get fucked to United then.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think that out.
You look at the Giants.
If City have lined him up to be their next manager, I'll be sick.
He just says, this is a different one. He says, my focus is on Ajax. The rest only distracts. This was one from a few weeks ago. It's a weird question. I've heard nothing about United job, so I can't think about it.
That could be bollocks.
I mean, yeah, that's neither in there. Hit that like button as well. Let's get to 1,000 likes by the end of the video.
You've got to think, if we went for him and he has it, you've got to think he'll have used, you know, Edwin van der Sar to really tap him up. Like, talk to me. Is this possible at United, do you think? Because Edwin van der Sar has dealt with our owners, obviously, in transfer negotiations, bringing Donny van der Beek over. He's obviously played for the club. He's still close. You know, I think he's still in that fucking players' chat.
And also, some of the not necessarily people, but ideas and structures that were there when he was there are probably still there.
Yeah, like we're these sort like of systems
and the training facilities and all that stuff. A lot of it's pretty much the same.
Like I was saying to you off camera, which we can't repeat on here. Sorry, but
some of hints to it without giving the details. Some of the ways that they,
I will say is, there is an expectation of competence and excellence that just doesn't fucking exist within the coaching structure at Manchester United. Would that be fair?
That's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's
coaching
a fair way of
makes it,
it
seem like you're talking about the manager. More
no, it's
the
not
sort
the manager.
Of
maybe.
The way that the players are sort of... Anyway.
Yeah, you would assume that players have got...
everything they want given to them at any time.
No. And when you hear stories of the likes of Luke Shaw fucking having a bigger delivery bill than I do, like, you just think... Who the fucking hell's regulated that? Yeah, nobody is the answer.
Yeah.
Which is mental, by the way.
It does seem like United are getting a lot of the little things, if you can call them little things, wrong as well as some of the big
things.
These
are the things that make the fucking difference, though.
Yeah, they do.
You're talking about 1% improvements in a football team being a win and a draw. Like, that's it.
I mean,
margins are so fine.
I'm not saying he should be United manager or anything like that, but if you look at, say, someone like Graham Potter, what he's done at Brighton, nothing's left to chance there. He's getting as much as he can out of that group of players, and it's working for him. Do you know what I mean? Do you think they're having the same attitude that United are having, of sort of a lackadaisical attitude to certain aspects of the game? No, because then they wouldn't be able to do what they're doing. They've got to get as much as they can out of that group of players. They just haven't got the talent that Manchester United have got, or that are at,
I do believe Ragnick's changing some of this, at least.
Yeah.
And we're hearing the players having to drive home in the dark. Fucking sensational.
No. But you said it a few weeks ago on air about the fact that, you know, his reputation isn't one as just a manager. He goes into clubs. Like Fergie said it in his first ever interview about United. He didn't say the team, he said the club. And that was one of the criticisms of Atkinson. He forgot about the youth, he didn't really care.
Same with Mourinho.
Yeah. Yeah. Mourinho with his bit of paper that was meaningless.
Mourinho had an opportunity. So I know someone that was working in the, say, recruitment department, right, at United, and they knew the under-23s were going to struggle, and it was like, can we have, like, 500 grand to just go and get us someone who will just help? Because you've got to think, like...
What, coach or player?
Player. To just help lead the line. Because they didn't have a striker in the under-23s, so they're like, can we just go and get, like, just some fucking 20-year-old from somewhere that's maybe played maybe a bit of top-level non-league, like conference, something like that, maybe a bit of League Two, something maybe a bit tougher, to help develop, because it's what your academy exists to develop players, right? And sometimes that means you got to dump an entire generation or an entire class for Danny Welbeck to make it, right? Who else was in Welbeck's team? Exactly.
So Cleverley, was Cleverley in that year?
I don't think so. I don't know. Welbeck also broke in at 14, Gibson? Didn't he? Because he was massive.
Yeah.
Not at first he wasn't, but he grew into something massive. But like you have to almost have the mentality of, we will do whatever it takes for that kid to make it with these 23 players, which is brutal. But if you made one player a year, you're the best academy in the world by a long fucking way. If you make one first team player a year, you can't be fucked with. If you make one every 3 years, you can't be fucked with. If I said to you, forget Gerrard and Carragher, from then to Trent Alexander-Arnold, name me three fucking academy graduates at Liverpool that played 50 games.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
50
Liverpool. Liverpool. Even, like, you know, we take the piss out of them and hate them. Yeah. But that is a fucking behemoth of a football club. Where's their academy? What the fuck are they doing?
And we'll sit in the same thing. Yeah. They go on about it, and I know they win loads of trophies, but none of them are playing for them except Foden.
They're getting more coming through.
Yeah.
But still, where has it been for the last 30 years? Because I was here in the early 2000s. City's always got the best academy in Manchester. Well, does it? No, it doesn't really, does it?
No.
No. Yeah. We're getting some of the super chats. We've got quite a few. Hit that like button as well.
It almost feels like with United, we're so big and so sort of like bloated. We're like a government. Do you know where there's so many branches and like, what are these that are doing? Oh, I don't know. We haven't checked on them for a while. Yeah. Or they're still using Windows XP. They're still printing everything off. You know, none of the systems work to each other. Do you know when you go to the doctors, you know, where you're from, and then you go to the doctor's ear, they don't, we can't speak to that NHS, but like, it's all that stuff because the funding's not been there, the work, like, all these things are mixed up, and no, the government aren't overseeing it properly.
Like, fucking Mourinho came
That's
in.
What we're like.
He was like, can we have 500 grand for a striker? And he was like, I got to focus on the first team first. Like, just say yes or no.
Yeah.
Like, or let Nicky Butt decide.
Yeah.
That's mad, that £500,000 that can make such a difference.
Yeah.
A club the size of Manchester United, one was happy to spend 50, 60, 70, 80, well, not even that, 90 well, million almost on players.
You could have probably, you can't do with a bit of work, again, with a bit of fucking work, you could probably go and find a free agent or someone that's on a Joe. I give them a 7-day notice because that's a lot of non-league as well.
I mean, you know, Mourinho, when he came in, he had some success in the first season, especially winning 2 trophies and whatever. It just feels sometimes like that was a bit of a crossroads, that. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was a time when we could have kicked on, at a time when City weren't what they are now, Liverpool weren't what they are now. And for whatever reason, whether you want to blame the transfer window in 2018, whether you want to blame Mourinho himself, whether you want to blame the players or whatever, it just, we didn't. Liverpool and City kicked on and we just went backwards. And I don't think we haven't ever got back to those levels. I'll go through some of the super chats. Matthew Sargent says, a lot of similarities between the club after Busby left and after Fergie left, in my opinion. We've been too reliant on great Scottish fellas. Who's next? VJ.
Moise.
VJ Mukesh says, I see children on Twitter crying about Pogba and Martial leaving. Someone remind them that Fergie binned the likes of Whiteside and McGrath before winning the league.
Oh my.
You have to move people
God.
On. Caleb Diaturli, who's been a member of the first team for 11 months, says Poch would be Ronaldo's errand boy. Poch wouldn't have handled Ronnie's anger nearly half as well as Ralph did. Keep him away. We need to go up, not down. This is a good one. 3FHW says, if Ten Hag isn't available, would you rather keep Ragnick than get in Pochettino?
Ask me in 5 months.
5 months, you've got to see what to end the season.
Yeah, because like we said, you know, the impact wasn't immediate as Ollie's, and maybe it might be more permanent because it's taken longer to root. Maybe, I don't know, I'm just throwing it out there. But we have no idea how the next 5 months are going to go.
Mm. There's a bit of breaking news as well. A Premier League winning manager, in my opinion.
The worst Premier League
no,
manager.
I'd say the second best Premier League manager after Sir Alex Ferguson has been sacked from Watford, apparently. Ranieri's gone from Watford. This is what The Athletic understand.
Is it? We Googled this, didn't we? Is he the worst manager to win the Premier League?
What?
Go on then.
Kenny Dalglish.
Kenny Dalglish.
We thought that. They were the two, weren't they?
Yeah. I mean,
because when you look at Ranieri, he's actually done almost nothing everywhere.
So who's the managers we've got?
Pellegrini.
Sir Alex.
Oh, right. Sir Alex Dalglish.
When?
Yeah.
Wenger. Pep. Jose.
Mancini.
Pep Mancini. Pellegrini. We said Pellegrini.
And then a right load of fucking Chelsea ones.
Conte, Ancelotti. I forgot about all them.
And then another.
Did Hiddink win it?
No, he didn't. Hiddink didn't win the title.
Won FA Cup.
No.
But yeah, so he's been sacked. I mean, everyone gets sacked from Watford. Why did he take the job? Because you know you're going to get sacked. You get 3 months, then you're sacked.
About £4 million payout.
Cash.
Do you know what? I mean, I'm apply for that.
Do it.
Are you going to really?
Is it funny if I do?
The bad thing about that, though, is if you look at Watford's recent record, it's just loss. 4-1 win over Manchester United. Loss.
I could get that record.
You could. Like, they've literally, I think they drew with Newcastle, and other than that, lost every game except the one the Beatles won.
Lost again. Yeah.
I mean, that just says everything you need to know.
Won a new fucking car.
That's like Villa did it, didn't they? Villa Beatles, and then lost the next 6 games, and Dean Smith got sacked.
We beat Tottenham, but their manager got sacked the day after.
Tina Tellefsen Satoka says, Ten Hag has to rebuild Ajax after selling over 50% of his team. Ten Hag remains be about Sir Alex in Scala format OG. He has won against Real Madrid in Madrid. Okay, I get what you're saying there. Ten Hag has the sort of...
Yeah, you got it, Jay.
Chutzpah of Sir Alex.
I have no idea what that means.
Andrew A says, issue with
that's
Ten Hag
swear, I'm sorry.
Is we won't give him time. That's a good point. Will we give Ten Hag the time to do the things he needs to do?
Is this the royal we or the fucking devs on Twitter?
I think, that's
I meant
point.
The club itself, the club but you want to say the divs on.
The thing with United, I know obviously Moyes got sacked after, 8 months or 9 months. Generally speaking, you get 18 months, which for most places is all you can ask. Like, we do tend to give 18 months out, which I know is not a lot, but like, even if you're not doing great, we'll give it to the end of the
season.
And also,
it's about half what DT got.
Yeah, well, that's very true. But also, when we do sack a manager, it tends to be at a time when you go, right, I get that.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't, I like Jose, but I didn't think after the Anfield game he needed to stay in his job.
We're not Watford.
Yeah, I thought after the 5-0 loss to Liverpool, actually, that Ollie probably needed to go.
Yeah.
And then by the Watford game, it was obvious he had to go. Moyes as well. The Everton loss, couldn't get top four. We're reigning champions and the title defence had been abysmal. We knew that wasn't going to have a happy ending.
Who is the next Watford manager? Are they at the point now where they have to go back round again?
They do that though, don't they? Was it, what's the kid?
Kike Flores.
Yeah, they have the sort of the cycle, don't they? So, I mean...
Come on, Big Sam!
Lampard.
Lampard's a hell of a shout.
I don't think he takes it.
It'd be stupid for...
Because I think it's a poison chalice. And also, his stock is relatively okay.
Your chairman's the most important thing as a manager, I think, to decide. It's not how good the team is. It's not anything else. It's like, is my chairman a fucking whopper?
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Yeah. At Watford, like, what's he going to give me? Probably 4 week, right?
Yeah. What about...
You aren't guaranteed tough to the end of the season,
Big Sam,
even now.
What about Wayne Rooney?
No.
No.
Stupid.
Why?
He can't speak Watford.
Big Slam.
Why not, though?
Big Slam.
Yeah? Do you reckon?
Big Slam's the big one, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if it... I mean,
I love Big Slam.
His Big Slam's lost a bit of his luster, hasn't he, after
the... Yeah, but he's Watford and the shit, and they sack everyone every 2 minutes. Who do you think they're
going
to get?
Look, they're going down. Get Big Slam in.
All right, Big Slam. Aditya Goosen says, Ten Hag with Rooney's assistant. He'll straighten up the underperformers in the squad. I reckon this could work, unlike Eric Ramsey. Right, can we just quickly address this? We have had 193 corners or something this season.
It's literally about 125. 20,
yeah. And we've not scored any. That's unbelievable.
I Googled it and it's an on average one every 30 is a sort of a decent, you know, here's
so
what
shit.
For.
That,
like, and we've brought in a set piece coach.
You know, Pep did it a couple of times where he
and
said,
gone backwards.
I think he did it more at, maybe at Bayern or possibly Barcelona. Barcelona City, where they just passed it back to the halfway line and recycled possession from there because they worked out that on average their attacks result in shooting opportunities more from the halfway line than they do from corners.
But that's one of them things.
And yes,
where,
I have
like,
thought about that.
But
well.
That's one of the things where no one's going to do it, are they? Because it's just, it makes you look like a knob. It's one of them embarrassing things, isn't it? Oh, especially like, imagine it's the 89th minute, you're 2-1 down.
He passed back to the halfway.
Everyone's in, you pass it back. You'd be pissed off.
Until you score.
Yeah, of course.
You go, fucking genius.
But the thing is, most of the time, even doing that, you're not going to score.
No.
But then you go, well, we didn't score that one, everyone, but we had a better chance than if we'd have just bumped it into the box.
Listen, let me show you the data. Percentage-wise, it was 5% more. Yeah.
Just been knocked out of the FA Cup in the semi-final.
I mean, it is just... It is
it's mad, isn't it?
It is mad.
At this point, it feels as though...
Do you know the number one way to lose possession in football is?
Start kissing each other and then the other team just take the ball off you.
Close, but throw-ins.
Oh,
throw-ins.
Throw-ins. Because everyone, from being yay high, everyone is throw it on the line, right?
Mm.
No, that's the number one way you lose possession.
Are you a fan of the quick throw?
Yeah.
Yeah. I always wouldn't like...
People take
sometimes
the time
frustrates
throwing.
Me when,
I fucking hate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, when we get a throw-in at United. And
nothing more
late.
Than when a keeper holds onto it either.
Yeah. And like we did it the other day. Like, late on in the game, we were obviously going for a win. And we got a throw-in. And it was on. You think, throw it quickly. And I think, like, Rashford or whoever was away. And we waited. And then it was like... And they ended up, like, throwing it at Cavani at 100 mile an hour.
Two things that I don't think people are aware of. You can't be offside from two positions. Do you know what those positions are?
In your own half?
Goal kick, throw in.
That's it. I'd obviously be in your own half.
Right, well,
so those two things.
Hey, and do you know, you can be offside from a corner. Did you see that? It was a few months ago where they took it and they had it. So the D is obviously like,
The
D.
Yeah.
And this is the goal line here. He took it from here and passed it that way. He passed it forward and they gave it as offside from a corner. So it's not that you can't be offside from a corner. It's just the expectation is the ball's going backwards or level. But if you do pass it forward, which you can because of the shape of the D, he was offside.
That's probably a really unenforced thing.
Yeah.
But probably should be enforced a bit more often. Yeah. Or one of those where you just... So do you know if a player skids and like goes off the pitch?
Yeah.
You know, they're counted as being at the line.
Oh, are they?
For offside purposes and stuff like that. So if a defender... Let's say we're going through on goal and Jay's in front of me and he's only the keeper in between us and you're defending as well and you fell off the pitch... I can pass it to Jay, who's in an offside position because you would...
You're still playing him onside?
Yeah, you've sort of been onside still. Mm. Playing him on.
With all that in mind, who's your Wally of the week?
Now, have you seen John Terry's Twitter?
Yeah, there might have seen that.
Like, the thing with that is, right, he's done this NFT thing and it's like apes and monkeys and players as monkeys, but, you know, they've done one as Willian with an afro on it. But you know the connotations.
Yeah.
And you know your reputation. You know exactly how that is going to be perceived.
Yeah.
So don't tell me that that's not a conversation you've had, all your PR teams had of, hang on a minute, this is a bit
dodgy.
Yeah. Like, maybe we shouldn't do that when monkeys the other are used thing as is, an insult to black people.
And also, the other thing is, John Terry's one doesn't have John Terry's hair on it. Like, yeah, they've made it look more like it's just one of the things, yeah, where it's like, if your team would be sat there going, we should probably avoid this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just like,
have some self-awareness.
Like, that's not a good look.
Joe, this is a man that organised a 26-minute substitution for himself for his own stand innovation in his last game of the season. The fuck you on about self-awareness?
And he wore the kit and all.
Yeah, and he also wore the kit under a suit, so he could pick a fucking trophy up and look like he played. With chin pads, Joseph!
With chin pads.
Don't talk to me about self-awareness and John Terry in the same sentence.
I honestly said to you before, didn't I? I genuinely think he's someone that thinks, oh, can you remember people used to think I was racist? I don't think he thinks people think that anymore. I think he thinks that was like a 6-week thing 12 years ago and now everyone's forgotten. I bet it didn't even cross his mind. And if it did, he's a psychopath.
I think he's probably more likely a psychopath because he actually replies to tweets. So there's no way he's not read. Ronaldo showed me the fucking best response to it, which was photograph of Martin Luther King staying stairs. Martin Luther. Yeah.
So you're having Jay.
Fucking John Terry getting there.
Reddit, forgive me. I would never call him that. Hey.
I'll go with that as well.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think that's a good one.
Do you know what, though? He did. He's a United fan, isn't he?
Actually, yeah. I tell you what I'll go for. Thomas Frank. I know it's a while ago, but it's since the last podcast.
That's fucking fell right off, hasn't it?
Just shitting it. Slagging Sancho off, having to go at everyone. We battered him. And he did it again the other day. He was like, we're amazing and we keep losing. Well, you're not that good then, are you?
Yeah. You're Swindon lot of shit.
Yeah, exactly. You're Swindon lot of slugs.
Slugs. Are you just jealous because we're better than you at everything?
Honestly, chill out, mate.
John Terry, though, did live every United fan dream and win the Champions League for us.
Yeah, he did, to be fair. That's true. Give him credit for that. Do you know what I would like to my Wally of the Week is any whopper that was sat there on Snapchat or any app copying and pasting goal lines or 18-yard box lines and moving them across that the screen.
People who genuinely don't have perspective in every sense.
A half-baked attempt to prove that Cavani was offside.
Yeah. Learn geometry, you fucking
what
ape.
What was that? It was like a 4-year-old was doing it.
Yeah, that was
great. Was ridiculous. The meltdown from them lot
they dragged the 18-yard line. And you can see the perspective, because obviously the camera angle isn't straight.
Yeah. The fucking pitch lines. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the pitch right lines. There. Yeah.
And then the amount of people replying going, proof, it's true. Corruption.
Did you see the person who did it from the 6-yard line and dragged it that way? And then he was on by about 10 yards because that perspective was wrong as well. People are just thick as fuck.
Yeah. Fucking, do you know what? Geometry. How the fuck does that work?
I don't know.
I'm so glad we beat them because their fans were absolute muppets at Old Trafford. You know, the old chance coming out and all that rubbishness. So there some excellent selections for Wally the Week. Get involved in the comments, let us know yours. You know where to find him. You can find him on his own channel 10 minutes before he comes on this one, doing the same topics basically. Go and check him out as well. What have you got coming up?
The Paddock FC documentary is coming out.
Oh, good. Do I feature in it?
No.
You weren't involved.
You're definitely on the commentary on one part. Thank you, God. We're just waiting for the music to be cleared. It was meant to have been cleared Saturday morning. It's not clear yet.
What you got?
Slow readers.
That's decent. Just pulls out what I'm slow readers. Yeah, all right. Nice. We'll go check that
Friend of the band.
Yes.
Yeah, so we've got a band in. Yeah, go check that out. Return of Ronaldo Brown to Paddock FC on Saturday if you want to go watch that. Fucking useless bastard. Should have had that trick.
He's only one Ronaldo.
Leave him alone. He's come back and he's got on the score sheet.
He has got on the score sheet, but he should have scored 3.
Hey, to be fair, he did say that himself.
Fucking
there,
melon.
Yeah. So, go on. Where can people find you?
JoeSmith93 on Instagram and Twitter.
Yes.
What's going on your Instagram, Joe? Anything
popping
good?
Off, mate. All sorts going on there. Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Are you showing us your new workout regime?
Just chilling out. I should do some before and after picture, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
This is the same picture twice.
The same picture, but tensing.
Yeah. The same picture, but I'm eating food that's dull. Yeah. Instead, same picture, but I'm not enjoying my meals as much.
So go and check them out. You know where to find me as well. And if you're not doing, subscribe to the channel. There's a link. Is there a link to this? Subscribe in the chat.
Yeah, and Joe's OnlyFans as well.
Yeah, or just click the subscribe button.
Click the subscribe button. Even better. That's even easier. So that's been Stephen Howson. That's been Joe Smith. I've been Jay Moyer. This has been the Paddock Podcast. Thanks for watching.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.